in the streets on 10 when I'm out. Unpredictable noise, a step ahead. Hot FM in a league of its own. In six different flavors. Fruity original, fruity guava, fruity mango, fruity pineapple, fruity apple, and fruity granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity old game all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Good afternoon and welcome to the 12-hour Green News Bulletin. The headlines. Over 3,100 affected as floods disrupt water supply in Lundazi. People's Party unveils Fred Membe as 2026 presidential candidate. And jailed HK tycoon's teeth rotting and fingernails falling off, daughter tells BBC. Present the news in detail. My name is Masuzi Mvula. Lundazi District Commissioner Marjorie Banda has confirmed that 3,149 people have been affected by a water shortage in Lundazi District following flooding that disrupted operations at the local water treatment plant. In an interview, Ms. Banda said the figures follow an assessment conducted by the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit at district level to establish number of affected residents. She has explained that the water plant was submerged during the floods and that pump was washed away, adding that restoration works could take between 2 and 3 months. She has further revealed that about 250 houses have collapsed and 50 houses were submerged and 4 schools have been affected. She added that no fatalities have been reported.
And the 50 submerged houses, we've also received a report over the 4 schools that have been affected as well. So as GMM News team at the district level, after the assessment that we made, we came up with the 3,149 houses that were affected due to water, whereby under health, we've come up with things that were needed, chlorine 600 cases, granular chlorine 180 cases, mosquito net, water testing kit.
Meanwhile, Lundazi Member of Parliament Brenda Nirenda has described the flooding as a disaster and expressed concern over the loss of houses and crops that have been washed away.
The damage is too much, and actually what met the eye, it's like the whole constituent was submerged in the water, and most of the crossing points in the constituent are gone, and this is actually a disaster. Requires just GMNU and actually the attention of any well-wish. Our people are in desperate need of food because some of the foods were washed away, and also the waste is some who cultivated the maize has gone and other crops have been washed away, so we need help.
And the Road Development Agency has announced that due to ongoing flash floods, both approaches to the Mpamba Bridge leading to Chief Chipungulu in Lundazi District have been washed away. The People's Pact has unveiled Socialist Party President Dr. Fred Membe as its presidential candidate ahead of the 2026 general elections. Speaking at a press briefing, Socialist Party Secretary General Cosmas Mutumani has also unveiled five vice presidents, which include Green Party President Peter Sinkamba and Robert Kichinga, and Movement for Change and Equity President Kaluwat Muyemba, among others.
The People's Party, formally, is a registered entity under the Patent and Company Registration Agency for purposes of mass mobilization. This mandate has been now realigned to mobilize Zambian voters ahead of the August 26th general elections. The Socialist Party will, under this movement, serve as the electoral vehicle as we go towards the elections.
Meanwhile, Dr.
The presidential candidate.
Meanwhile, Dr. Fred Mende has emphasized the need for unity within the opposition, highlighting that the country continues to face challenges under the UPND government.
With faith and with a plan, we will triumph, we will overcome all the challenges that are there. It's not going to be easy. We have seen it over Bill 7, what challenges are there. But again, every night as this morning, it gets dark sometimes by the morning comes. A better Zambia, a better society is possible. But we have to unite and struggle for it. It won't come like that.
And Green Party President Peter Sinkamba has assured victory for the PAC ahead of the 2026 general elections. Zambia has announced a reduction in prices on selected products, including leather shoes, day old sheets, and a feedstock, with price cuts ranging from 3% to 10% effective 1st January 2026. Speaking during a media engagement as Zambia's chief executive officer, Faith Mukutu says the reductions follow a stable exchange rate and inflation environment. She has announced that prices of all leather shoes have been reduced by 10%. Ms. Mukutu has further disclosed that the price of a day-old cheap have been reduced by 5%, while feedstock prices have been lowered by between 3 and 5%.
And on a positive note, this is where we pride ourselves in terms of job creation. We will be reducing the day old chick prices with effect from 1st January by 5%. We also all know that with chicks, we need the feed to go with that. And we've also made a decision that from 1st of January, we'll be reducing the feed prices.
Meanwhile, Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chipoka Mulenga has commended Zambia for the gesture and urged retailers to ensure that the benefits are passed on to consumers.
Recently, you saw the announcement by the National Road Fund Agency on the increase of toll fees on every toll gate. And made His Excellency President pay particular attention to this. And an instruction was given to myself, the Minister of Infrastructure, the Minister, Substantive Minister of Finance, Minister Dr. Msikotwani. That's how come you see there is this suspension to it, so that there is more stakeholder engagement on how best this can be done.
The Anti-Corruption Commission in Livingstone has arrested and charged Messi Mokupa, a teacher at Northni Primary School in Lusaka, and Kelly Mpondo, a clerical officer at the Southern Province Education Office in Choma, for corrupt practices. In a statement, ACC Acting Head of Corporate Communications, Chulufia Chisanga, said Ms. Mukupa, 34, of house number 6169, Wamalunga Close, Thorne Park, Lusaka, has been charged with two counts of corrupt practices by a public officer, contrary to the Anti-Corruption Act of the Laws of Zambia. Ms. Chisanga said Kelly Mpondo, 49, of plot number 383, Mambo Road, Ellen Brittell, Livingstone, has been charged with one count of the same offense. She has explained that particulars of the first count alleged between 1st January 2021 and 31st December